It's me, the queen of ASMR. Today I'm with my sister. She's pretty new to the ASMR community. She doesn't understand it, and she's really rude. Say hello, dear.
What an introduction. And now you know why I don't understand it, because if this is my introduction, and this creature next to me is the one that is the segue into ASMR, then there's a reason why I stay away from it and find it very strange. No offense, people listening.
Okay, so what I'm thinking for this podcast is like a twin ASMR type thing, which I'm going to explain to her because she's never really seen ASMR. As an avid ASMR watcher, listener, person,
it really bugs me when people whisper in my ear. There's nothing cool about it or anything. So to purposely seek it out, yes, I find it very strange.
No offense. Stop. It's relaxing. I can, a lot of times it really helps me fall asleep.
That's subjective.
Okay, that, you don't have to listen to it, but you can speak. Can you not?
Thank you for your permission to speak.
Okay. Anyways, so I'm doing like a twin ASMR
as a guest on your podcast.
And so a lot of ASM artists, they don't have a kooky sister such as yourself to do ASMR with.
That's one of the nicer descriptors she's used for me in the past few days.
Family show. This is a family show.
Her family's listening to this. I don't think so.
I hope so, because they need to hear this. It's really important. Now, do they want to relax and fall asleep? I really hope they do.
I do have a question about ASMR, actually.
And that is,
so obviously people's ears get titillated for some reason when they hear this kind of weird sound crinkling in their ears.
Please Google titillation.
But does it matter to the ASMR listeners what is being said?
No. For my first and only other podcast episode, I literally read from my biology textbook.
So apparently the queen of ASMR only has one other show out there.
I'm just confident, so.
But you shouldn't be.
Thank you. Anyways, do you know, okay, so a lot of times they record themselves and then they record themselves again and then they do like a twin ASMR thing. And so one person will be talking, like one person, which is them talking, and the other ones just make sounds, like really quiet sounds, mouth sounds. Can you try a mouth sound without being too dramatic?
I would rather eat somebody's toenail, honestly.
And she has done so. Now, someone's being really loud outside and I'm really offended and I hope you guys can't hear that.
Are we allowed to swallow?
Swallow all you want, Amy.
Family show, huh?
I hope that you guys are falling
asleep. That laugh and half snort was really loud. I don't think it's appropriate for this type of podcast.
I'm gonna listen to this again. I think your ear's fine, right? Then I'm sure they'll be fine as long as you don't have it turned up all the way. Now, grab your headphones. Grab a glass of milk. Snuggle up in bed.
I do have something to say about milk.
What?
Growing up, my father used to give us a glass of
my father.
Our father, but she doesn't remember this because it didn't happen when she was around because she's way younger.
Because I was adopted. I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Oh boy. No, it wasn't voluntary, trust me. He would give us a warm glass of milk with honey and butter in it. It's really good.
He never did that for me. So
super good at night.
I wouldn't know.
So you put like a little spoon of honey and a little spoon of butter in warm milk and then you mix it up and then it's really delicious.
I really like the sound of that. Please do that. You can feel free to pause this, I should say.
And it's not scalding milk, it's just kind of warm but a little hotter
warm.
Than warm.
Okay. People like when you like say words over and over and over again.
Actually so disgusted right now. I have no words.
Stop. That's really offensive. She's so rude. But you know, actually, I'm going to talk about me for a second here because I'm amazing. Every morning I wake up and it's like 6:30 and it's so, I like my bed is right next to windows and it's so bright and I need a face mask. Do you feel that? Do you sleep? Like, how do you enjoy sleep? Do you?
I sleep on my stomach.
I didn't ask that. I asked if the sun bothers you.
may have interrupted me. I'll sleep in a pitch black room with no windows. That's it. But I don't have that option, sadly, because I don't live in a murderer's house. And so I just have to deal with a ton of light from a ton of windows. And that is life, little girl.
Thank you for that really, 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 really exciting anecdote. It had me on my toes. Anything else to add, dear? Why are you here? Can you explain?
Yes, I'm here because, well, I am a songwriter in hiding.
Ooh.
Yeah, nobody knows about it. But that all changed today when I finally posted something online.
She posted it.
And considering the times we're living in right now, it kind of pushed me to realize that, hey, life is short and...
Oh, this got deeper real quick.
Life is short and why not post one of my more favorite songs online?
Why? You go like that. Why not?
Why?
Oh, that was a little loud, Amy, but okay. Go ahead. Go on.
Anyways, so my dearest sister invited me on to just talk about it, and that's about all I want to say about it.
Oh, it's like been like 6 minutes, and I think we should hear from our sponsor. So it'll be real quick. So we're back. I've been informed that she's not really into this. Are you?
It's okay. I don't understand it, but I appreciate that you need it.
Oh, that was really, really nice. I appreciate that for myself. So I understand there weren't a lot of triggers in here. There's just a lot of whispering. I hope y'all are into it. We didn't really talk over each other, so I don't know if that's doing ASMR or not. I'm sorry if I
offended anyone. Supposed to talk over each other.
You know, some people get really... I like it. I personally like... Remember, we're like... Okay, so we filmed like another little snippet, and it was kind of ugly, so we didn't... I'm not going to include it. And like, we started talking to each other and bickering, and I thought it sounded really cool. Start talking over me and see what happens. Start talking over me. Linda. Yes.
How dare you?
Oh, no.
You don't get to talk to me, Linda. You're sleeping outside tonight.
You're so cute. See the difference between... Oh. That didn't work. But...
I can talk about my problematic treadmill.
Can you please stop talking about you and your exercise? Like, stop. It's really annoying. I don't... I've been trying to...
She's trying to censor me.
I really am. I've been trying to do some yoga, which I love. I bought some yoga blocks and a yoga ball. And you know what I've been trying to do? Is sit on my yoga ball and work on my core while I watch stuff on my TV. Is that wrong?
On her core, Mellow.
I don't get it. Oh, one of you. She's so rude. Okay, guys, I have to confess. Confession time. Dun, dun, dun. Recently, I splurged in buying a 25-pack of king-size Carmellos via Amazon. That is not a sponsor for anything.
I think those are made for school.
If we stop.
Shams and stuff.
Cadbury.
Carmelo
wants to sponsor me. I will gladly do so. I've eaten almost the entire thing, and they just came yesterday.
Then tell the people how they taste and how delicious they are.
They're so good, but I don't want to like not get paid for this. Okay. Carmelo, contact me. I know you're listening. Contact me, and I'm gonna sponsor you so hard. I just literally, I'm looking at the king size box of Carmelos right now with lust.
How many are left in that box?
None of your business. With lust in my eyes. And when I have lust, I have it. Thank you, Linda. Do you want to continue? Do you want to expand on that?
I really don't.
Go on.
Well,
oh, that's really, really guttural. Go on.
What we can also discuss is this girl's strange affinity next to me for pretending to like old school things and trying to be a hipster.
Like what?
Like the typewriter I'm staring at right now.
Oh my gosh, that typewriter.
What's that about?
Oh, that typewriter I got as a gift from my dear sister.
She insisted.
My older sister that actually loves me. She gave it to me for Christmas, and because I obsessed from a young age about old things. Like, I loved Stop. I loved She's Trying to Talk. I loved the Andy Griffith Show. I loved Matlock, and I love the typewriters in there. I love a good typewriter, and I actually put like lights in there, so the whole typewriter like lights up from the inside out, and it's really gorgeous. Go on.
So basically, she insisted on getting a typewriter supposedly legitimate purposes, and now she don't have a prop.
I do. It's gorgeous. I don't know what you want me to do. I actually typed a letter with it.
It's a decoration.
Yeah, I actually typed a letter with it, but it's so old that the
Let's see.
It's so old that the keys stick to the thing, and I can't type like fast at all. So there's literally no point. I'm sweating just because she's so making me so angry. Go on.
This has been a strange experience for me.
I think you liked it secretly. Really, really liked it. And maybe she'll start her own podcast.
A rival. It definitely won't be ASMR.
Ooh.
Because it actually, like when people whisper. Okay, so I grew up going to prayer groups, prayer meetings.
That's our whole life.
Oh my goodness. That's life. And I still do. I love them. I love prayer groups and prayer meetings. And a lot of times there's a lot of praying involved and then singing and praying and singing. And when people are singing, a lot of times older ladies will start whispering to each other. And it used to literally hurt my ears. So now to know that people seek this out voluntarily and willingly and they love it, it's very strange to me.
Speaking. Okay, so I'm a person. So actually,
just a person, guys, in case you guys didn't know.
Stop. I was introduced to ASMR by my older sister Miriam, who actually co-wrote the song that Linda released today. Or I don't know when I'm gonna upload this. Who knows? But she introduced me to it when I was pretty young. I don't know, like 10, maybe. Gentle whispering. Yeah, her name's Maria, and I remember I liked it at first, and then I kind of got out of it. And then when I was in middle school, I couldn't fall asleep, and I had a lot of anxiety, and it really helped me to fall asleep. And I'm just telling you, Linda always wouldn't let me. She'd get mad at me that I listened.
Here's my question and my issue with ASMR in general.
Okay.
If you're using it as a tool to help you fall asleep, what happens when you don't have it one time? Is it like when babies don't have their pacifiers and they start freaking out?
No, I think it's just something to help you fall asleep. And if you
but
don't,
then if you get so used to it that you can't fall asleep without it, isn't that a really bad problem?
Dude, you're literally... Can you stop? This is literally what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to help people. You're being rude. Also, excuse me. Everyone, she is in my room right now. And I gave her a glass of water with ice in it. And she put it on my windowsill without a coaster. And now there's going to be a ring. I swear. Oh my gosh, there's a ring on my windowsill. Don't be too loud.
And it's too loud.
Oh, that's rude. Oh, she's drinking. She's drinking. I have my metal straw. Save the planet. Save the turtles. Be gentle with that metal straw. Dude, she put it back. No.
Can we talk about what a rip-off paper straws are? At least if they were functional.
I know. I love a good metal straw. And also, you know what they have? Silicone straws that I think you'd like.
I do not like metal straws. They hurt my teeth.
Okay, silicone. I'll buy her some silicone straws.
I was going to say something, but I won't.
Okay. It might be offensive. She's really rude. Okay, also, can I tell y'all something? Oh, wait. I don't know if I'm allowed. Okay. It's fine. Never mind. Just kidding. Go on, Linda.
Let's talk about our favorite musicians or bands. If you had to pick one in the world to listen to for the rest of your life, whom would you choose and why?
Oh, I have no idea. I listen to a wide array of...
If you had to choose...
Okay, I would do someone like either Drake or The Weeknd because they have like fast poppy songs, and then they have those slow mellow ones. So like whatever mood you, they have the hip hop. They have so I actually think The Weeknd. I would choose The Weeknd, even though his voice kind of annoys me sometimes. I know it's horrible to say, but his voice does annoy me sometimes. But I think his music is very diverse, and I'm just really into it.
Answer this question for me. Let's see how much you know me.
What question? John Mayer. Is that correct for you?
That is accurate.
Yep, I know her very well. She wouldn't have guessed The Weeknd. Who would you guess for me if you didn't know? Yep, that's what I thought.
I would have guessed the Statler Brothers.
Who? I've never really listened to Statler Brothers, and no one knows who that is, so I'm not going to expand on that. Stop. Now, if you could spend a day. Oh, here's a good one. I just, okay. Okay, sorry. Okay, with both our grandmas. Go on.
Grandmas, 100%.
Really? As opposed to all our ancestors for an hour?
First of all, I couldn't get through them all in an hour. And 24 hours with Punika Mamaya sounds like a dream come true.
So Punika is a Romanian word for grandma, and Mamaya is also a Romanian word for grandma. They're just, we just had two different names for each side, and they both unfortunately passed on. Sorry, that's also dark. We love them. Rest in peace, queens. Amen. Now, let's move on. Let's move on.
If they could see us now,
they would not like that. They were both Romanian, really hardcore, didn't really speak much English, if I'm honest. And they were also really, really...
Bonito spoke great English.
Did
she? Let's not rewrite history.
She did not speak one word of English to me.
Mamaya refused to
listen. Except call me fat. My grandma did call me fat.
Is that rude? She called everybody fat. She was adorable.
I loved her, though. I was here for her. Okay. Anyways, I've been doing a lot of yoga lately. And Linda, I actually got Linda into yoga. Do you want to talk about that? She was also, you know what? I have a theory because she was really rude about yoga when I first started doing it. Yeah. And, okay, actually, this goes back. This is like a psychological thing, I think. It goes back to Hallmark movies. I used to love Hallmark movies, and she would be like, stop, that's so ugly, ew, gross. And now I can't watch Hallmark movies. She watches them all the time by her. Stop. She's trying to talk. Stop.
This woman is speaking false.
No, and so now she watches Hallmark movies, and I don't really
can. I got her into it.
She lied. Anyways, and then I did the same thing with yoga, where I was like, oh, I'm doing yoga. You should do it with me one time. Now she loves it. And now I'm doing ASMR, and hopefully she gets into it. Thanks.
I have to clear up. I have a bone to pick with you.
Please do.
What you just said about Hallmark movies is quite an oversimplification.
You love them. You love them.
I love the good ones, but can I tell you the problem with the good ones?
No.
Is they're almost non-existent. Now, it's true that I record every new Hallmark movie to try it out, unless the leads are...
Don't say it.
...less than stellar. Or not to my taste.
We're not trying to have anyone here. She is.
Certain actors that I don't care for, I won't say anything more than that. I record every new Hallmark movie, and I give it 5 to 10 minutes, and I usually know the answer in about 3 minutes. No, I won't be watching this now. There is one great Hallmark movie that I really love called Window Wonderland.
This is not a sponsor.
I believe it came out in 2012, but I'm not 100% sure. Now, here's the problem with Window Wonderland. I recorded it on the DVR about 3 years ago. I kept it on for 2 years. Last year, I deleted it to make room for more Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies and Up movies and Ion movies as well. And the problem with that is I deleted it, and guess what? I was 100% sure that they would replay Window Wonderland because they've been doing that every single year. And guess what? They didn't play it one time. I had an alert for it set up, and they didn't play it one time. I went on Twitter to check why they didn't play it, and Paul Campbell, the lead, said they didn't play it this year, and he said IDKY, and I said IDKY, I still have Hallmark on my Dish subscription, IDK.
You've like let everyone know about her whole entire life right now.
Window Wonderland is where it's at. Now, if there's a movie that's any better than that, let me know. What I don't like is the bland, boring, no tension movies.
Okay. Anyways,
that is 99% of all Hallmark movies.
Okay, she's literally pushing me. Now
she's been doing that this whole time.
Yeah, because she's bothering me. Okay,
so it's okay if she does it, but not me.
All right.
Rude and inconsistent.
Okay, I'm sweating. Anyway,
please stop.
Okay. Profusely. Now, if you, who's your favorite comedian? Because we are trying to promote some women. Stuff, you know, because as we are women, right?
Let's promote some women stuff, guys. My favorite comedian, I think Tina Fey is a great writer. Oh, I think she's so funny.
Glorious.
She doesn't always put herself in the forefront of her writing. Like in Mean Girls, she has a small role, but her writing is insanely funny.
Oh, yes.
I didn't watch 30 Rock religiously. But I did watch it when they had that block of NBC programming that had The Office, Parks and Rec, Community, and 30 Rock, and that was where it was at the time.
Dude, Tina Fey paved the way.
She's so funny.
At SNL, she was the first lead writer for SNL, and she really, like, before her, SNL was notoriously not a really female-friendly atmosphere or place to work at, and she changed that completely. She was the first female writer, and all of a sudden, and SNL was a place where women had their say at the writer's table, and it was really awesome.
Now, if we're going to talk about just the funny acting part of it, besides the writing, I would say Kate McKinnon.
Oh,
just makes me laugh no matter what she's doing.
So much. I was just talking about her today because I literally want to be her. She's the most amazing person in the whole entire world. Her physical comedy is insane to watch.
I am watching, I won't say which movie because I don't want to put it on blast. I'm watching a movie that features her, and it's not good, but she is so funny in it.
I understand.
Just her lines, like the way she says them, the writing is terrible. Okay, I'm sorry. The way she says certain lines,
the way she
make me laugh, where I'm thinking this movie is irredeemable, but then she has this way of acting and moving her mouth, and she kind of like lifts up her nose like she's smelling something bad, and it looks so funny. And the way she, like, she has a very physical comedy as well, where she walks in a certain way and moves and dances in a certain way.
Have you seen that one SNL sketch with Ryan Gosling? Why are they there?
The alien one.
Oh my gosh, yes. They've done like two of those.
I don't watch SNL, but randomly, like if they pop up or recommend it, I'll click on it. But I don't want to talk about SNL.
Okay. But can we talk about that sketch? Because it's so
hilarious. I just remember her
putting her face in his butt.
I don't remember that. Wow. I just kind of remember them all breaking, but she was funny. But I don't have more to say on all that because I don't remember it.
Okay. Oh, okay. Now, do you have any male comedians that you're into these days or that you look up to? Go on. Anyone?
Male comedians. Daniel Day-Lewis, for sure.
Who's that?
He's not a male comedian. He's a male actor, and he's known for his method acting, so he's not a comedian. Okay. I was trying to make a joke, but she didn't get it. Because she doesn't know who Oscar winner Daniel Day-Lewis is.
Okay. Hopefully,
he is notoriously committed to his roles, to the point where he scares his fellow co-stars.
Hopefully, one of you guys got that reference, because I'm extremely
I will curious. Think about this question for a second. I will tell you, no, is this mean if I say this?
I don't know what you're going to say.
I'll tell you who tries to be a male comedian, but is failing miserably.
John Mayer.
Indeed.
I just know her.
Stick to your day job, dude.
Okay, I love me some John Mayer jams, and I'm sure I would tell this to his face if I knew him personally, which I do not, nor do I wish
to. Stop, you're not funny.
He's not funny, but okay, but I looked online and people were like, oh my gosh, you're so funny, John Mayer. And I'm shocked because I'm like, dude, just stop talking and get to that glorious, glorious, soulful, slick, moist voice. It's so good. That guitar, bang, bang, boom. I love it.
This male comedian question is bothering me because I know.
Is it wrong to say male?
No, but I know. Like, I'm trying to think. But I, of course, there are insanely funny male comedians, and I'm trying to think of one, and I can't. But I know there are, and I get really annoyed because it'll just pop up in my head.
I know one that comes to mind, but then I'm like, he's my favorite, but I just love what he did.
I think Bill Hader is insanely funny. Oh, he's stuck on SNL, but Bill Hader is really
SNL
funny.
SNL literally is a breeding ground for funny people, even if they're not on it now. You know what I mean? There was a lot of funny sketches and a ton of really, really, really hilarious people were on SNL and had their start in improv and other steps. It was like around the SNL-centered stuff.
This might seem controversial, or maybe not. I mean, he's insanely popular. I think Adam Sandler is insanely funny, even though I have issues.
Okay. He is very funny, except, so in the early 90s, him, David Spade, and some other dude, Chris Rock.
Even up till 2000.
Chris Rock, they started their own stuff. They started on SNL, and then that's where they became friends and started doing Grown Ups, which I don't really enjoy, not trying to be rude. I loved it when I was younger, though, okay?
The honest trailer for Grown Ups is so funny. Look it up, guys. You kind of have to watch Grown Ups to understand, but maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you shouldn't put yourself through that.
I watched them. I don't know. I think there are like two or three. I'm not sure how many, but I'm pretty sure I watched
them
all.
There are two of them.
Okay, I watched them, and I loved them when I was little.
Those movies, I think, are undervalued because...
What do you think of Dodgeball?
Well, I was speaking. Okay. I think the Grown Ups franchise is undervalued.
cynical, sarcastic humor.
I was kind of making a joke, but
it wasn't working.
I will leave that to the audience to decide.
What audience? Love you.
Exactly.
Go up.
What do I think about what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Dodgeball was insanely popular when I was in middle school, and kids would quote that movie in the hallway. I think it's really funny. I also think that...
You're screaming.
Am I really screaming? I also think that it has dips. There are dips in the movie.
Okay, same. And I also... Oh, Ben Stiller.
Ben Stillman, guys. Let's talk about Ben Stillman.
Oh,
he's
gosh.
So funny.
Also, his dad. Hilarious. Have you seen his dad?
Oh, my gosh. I just saw him the other day. We're good friends.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but his dad, freaking hilarious. Oops. Shield your children.
I'm sorry. What are we doing? Why are we not talking about the great Andy Griffith?
Oh, crap. Okay, I grew up. Okay.
Why are we not talking about the insanely funny
Donuts
and the Marx Brothers?
Oh, my gosh.
Why are we not talking about Walter Matthau? I'm not the hugest fan of Jack Lemmon, sorry, but Walter Matthau is insanely fun.
I think him and Walter Matthau together were
great. Grumpy Old Men franchise guy.
Oh, very good. Now, let's go back to way back, because we're talking about...
Let's go back to the Marx Brothers.
Yeah. So, back in, was it the 20s, 30s?
30s?
Yeah, 30s. We had the Marx Brothers, which really, really, really hilarious stuff, and I think was a start to comedy in America, at least, right? Even around the world.
Popular comedy that was filmed and was able to be distributed to a huge swath of people.
Very amazing. Ahead of its time.
They mixed writing jokes with physical comedy with slapstick, and it was insanely good.
Like slapstick was insanely amazing.
Dog soup. Insanely underrated.
Yeah, very good. I remember watching that since I was a very young kid. Next, what comes to mind? 50s. Let's go to 50s. Andy Griffith Show. Watch that every day on TV Land. Not a sponsor.
Don Knotts. What? Who is that man?
The king.
He's a literal godsend because he made so many people laugh and he's so freaking funny.
Very funny. Very funny man. Andy Griffith, really hot in my opinion. Let's just talk about that.
Tim Conway was also pretty funny.
Tim Conway?
He is in the Apple Dumpling Gang. He's his partner.
Oh, I love him.
He crosses his eyes when he's doing stuff.
Oh,
he's
so funny. It's so funny.
Technically, his name is Tom Conway, but he had to change it because Tom Conway was his real name.
Oh,
he had to change it because there was already an actor named Tom Conway.
I love him. He's very funny. And I think the self-deprecating humor is always my thing. I love it. What's next? Oh, Andy Griffith Show. Matlock is not a comedy, but as Andy Griffith, and I grew up watching it, so...
Andy Griffith is insanely funny in Matlock.
You know, when I was in, like, third grade at my conference, my dad came to my conference, and I remember I had to watch Matlock every day, and, you know, it's not really a kid show. It's about murder, but that's okay.
It's relatively family-friendly.
It's because if it was, like, with an old guy...
It's like a PG.
It's a PG rating. Late 80s, early 90s, and
this is an HBO, guys.
Okay.
This was CBS in the 80s and 90s.
Okay, I loved it. Anyways, I loved it. And I wanted to make it known that I was going to be a lawyer. And everyone knew I was going to be a lawyer. And now I will not be a lawyer because, no, thank you.
I wouldn't want you representing me.
I wouldn't want
in any way, shape, or form.
I wouldn't want anyone's life dependent on, like, in terms of, like, going to jail.
Depending on her ability to not say like while she's arguing case.
Exactly. No, exactly. I'm saying exactly. Don't be rude. What the frick? She comes on my show. It's a terrible
thing. She asked me to be here.
Yeah, but she's terrible. I just thought I was going to do her a little favor.
I would like the audience to let us know what they think about her.
No, I'm going to create. I'm going to create. Maybe not a Twitter. What should I do? Instagram. Something. And I'll put it in the description box.
This reading. ASMR Instagram.
No, it's not. I'm not going to put ASMR on there. It's going to be for people to contact me as an ASMR artist. Girl, what? I don't really have a name. Also, I don't really have a name. I just kind of like put some words together. I don't really have a name for myself. I don't know what to call me. I don't want
Twistical Girl.
Really good ideas. So also, if y'all want to like send me whenever I put my description, whatever, whoever, wherever I was going with this, y'all can send me some ideas to what to call me.
And some chips.
I won't say no.
And some cake.
I will say no. I don't really enjoy cake. Is that wrong?
What is wrong with you? Are you not American?
I like an ice cream cake. I've always liked ice cream cake.
That's like me saying I like pizza.
I love
lasagna pizza.
I like cat's
of stuff.
Drag him.
I actually must be getting to bed, dear children and dear listeners.
Okay, that was her idea of an outro. So, do you want to say goodbye? And I love you.
We can say goodbye in Romanian.
Salut.
Mix it up a little bit. Noapte bună, dragii mei.
That was really
good. Vă urez cu noapte plăcută cu visuri foarte bune.
That was really good.
Și dulci.
So she said, good night, dear people. I wish you to have a great, great sleep. I don't remember what you said. And dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Sugary, sugary dreams.
Sweet.
Visuri cu zahăr și cu lămâie și cu miere de albin.
Oh my gosh, she said dreams with sugar and honey and lemon.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Okay, it sounded so good in Romanian though. Say it again.
Visuri cu bomboane de ciocolată și cu prăjituri făcute de casă de bunica.
Chocolate made by grandma. I mean,
și niște lapte de la oile de afară.
Ew, what the frick?
Nu sună prea bun când mă gândesc.
No, nu, nu se spune în engleză că e foarte gross. Thanks. Te iubesc. That'll be my outro. Okay. Te iubesc. I'm going to teach everyone. Te iubesc means I love you.
And vă iubesc means I love you all.
Oh, vă iubesc. I love that. It's my new thing. Vă iubesc.